Somebody had sent me yesterday a text of something. I wanted to read it to you. It's a tefillah for the halachas of the Shliach Tzibur. Something that says it found in a siddur. This is printed 1863. So listen from this beautiful. This is the tefillah for the chaz before davening. Ana Hashem l'kai v'l'kei avosai. Right? Heyeli le'ezrosi b'sha sh'ani oime l'hispalo alai v'al amcha beis Yisrael. V'hasem mimeni kol mini machshavos zoros v'chol mini charado shelo yivu yivubalu machshavosai, my machshavos should become all mixed up. V'tenli bar levav shetihi kvanasi l'shimcha hakadosh v'avodasi l'avodas hakodesh v'yishlo b'yetzer hatov v'al yishlo b'yetzer hara. Vitain Belibi Ahvoscha Viroscha Lamod Fanecha Sharsecha Lishore Bishmecha Viuluraton Imrefi Vhegion Libi Fanecha Hashem Tsuri Vigoli. Amen. So this is a tefillah the Chazan used to say before the davening.
So, any davening, right? Not just Yom Nimra.
Well, you're right, because it used to be back then, it was like there was a Shlich Tzibur Kavua, right? He was the guy who was davening. We're talking here about setting that up. This isn't really necessarily in the temporary. We'll see today. It could be like certain things that for a temporary, when no one is in the shul, you're trying to get somebody up there when the regular chazan is not there. But many communities have this. Again, certain many, many Sephardic communities have a chazan. And even, shuls have like my good friend Kanter Malavani, he is the Shliach Tzibur.
Even on weekdays? Or means just,
I don't think he doesn't. No, not the weekdays.
Just
Shabbos and Yontif, I think. Yeah. But it's every Shabbos and Yontif. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're holding now in Yud Dalet, Suma.
My father's had a chazan that happened every Shabbos Mevarchim.
That was it once a month?
Yeah, once a month.
Interesting. In Borough Park, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Suma yored lifnei hateva, so a blind person is allowed to daven. Again, you find the phrase yored lifnei hateva to go down because in the times of the Gemara there was a lower level. They would like step down to it. I've seen them in the shuls that had like a step down where by the moment. So yored lifnei hateva vilbaj lo yikra b'torah, but he can't lane. The blind person cannot. He could daven, but he can't lane. Why? Why can't he lane? So we learned this already. Mishum devarim shebichsav yeta roshay la'amr balpeh. You cannot say. Chumash, orally, it has to be read from a klaf, right? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Suma. So, what is it talking about? Is it totally blind? Is it one eye? What's the reason for all this? So, in Sifkat and Mem Aleph, Suma fil b'shtei einov. Even if he's blind in both eyes, he's still allowed to daven. V'chay b'chol mitzvos min haTorah, because we paskin it's machlokes. We paskin that Suma is chayiv. Dekayim along kirbon and Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. B'tshuvas chavos yor simin kufayin vav he'elo sha'afa pichein lo yispalo suma biyom n'roim. So the chavos yor says, you're right, he could daven for a weekday tefillah, Shabbos, but not on yom n'roim. V'afilu be'echa me'enav, even if he's blind in one of his eyes, hecha de'ika acher, roi v'hagun k'yotzibiz, as long as we have somebody else who is able to do it, he shouldn't be up to lechatchila. Ayin sham time on the dirsha brings is like one reason he says it's all piece sewed. Okay,
yeah, so what about giving a blind person an aliyah?
Could happen. Yep, I saw it many times by Rabbi Yudin Shul.
Yeah.
Could have it, yes, because he's yotze through Shemei Keona. That's how it works. Correct. Good question. Okay, Yargus. Venir Ali says the Mishnah Berurah, the af l'divrei hachavos yor, who's machmir, not to have on Yom Nuroim, this is not to put him in there in the first place. Let's say you had somebody who was the chazan and then he became blind, so then not to remove him, right? Everyone knows the Shlomo Karbach story, the blind chazan, right?
Lemberg.
Right, oh, that story is mamish. Sweetest to the sweet, deepest to the deep. Shlich Tzibur sheyesh lo kvedus aznayim. He's hard of hearing. Shlich Tzibur is hard of hearing. She'enu shomea klal. He doesn't hear what he's saying. Samasi b'chrusher b'kiva eger d'lo yeh shlich Tzibur. So b'kiva eger says he should not be. If he can't hear what he's saying, then he shouldn't be the chazan. Da'af im lo hishmi lo azno yotza. Technically, if you don't hear what you're saying, you are yotza.
It's not like shofar that.
Correct. We're talking about tefillah here.
Oh, yeah, shofar. Yeah. If you don't hear it. Mikomokam
kevan de lechatchila tzarich lahashmi laozno. Right? It's bidi evid yotze. So lechatchila, you shouldn't put somebody up there that is only a bidi evid oifen. right? So he's not motzi others lechatchila. That's an important phrase just to clarify. Bidi Evid is literally bidi avad, after the fact. It means if it happened that way, then you don't have to go back and repeat it. But unless it's a shasad chak, that's a cool, that's a rule that Rishon talk about. Shasad chak, in your pressing circumstance, is kibidi evidami. That's like it's after the fact already. So in a case, like you have no one else, there's a bidi evid, you put him up there. But one should never say, okay, I have two options in front of me. I have the lechatchila option and I have the bidi evid option. I'm going to do the bidi evid, I know, because back in my mind, really technically that works. No, lechatchila means the preferable way, the first approach is the way is to do it is like that.
You're saying that's more strict than the blind? Or again, if you have a situation where somebody went death over time, it's okay to leave them up there.
No, I think we are more strict. Yeah, okay. I think we are more strict.
Because if you have two people, a blind person and a deaf person, the only people who are able to daven for the Amid is
you. So I think of business, you put the blind person up there. Yeah. Okay, Shlo Yikra, you shouldn't read the thing. Okay, we explain this with Ayin Lekaman, Simon Kuflamites, Sif Kim of Ahaga. Okay, we'll get to that when he just learns Kriya Satora. Next, we're up to Tes Vav, Shliach Tzibur Kavua. The one who is the set chazen. It's Shabbos Mevorachim in Rabbi Kravitz's shul. So he's the shliach tzibur kavua. Yoy lifnei hateva mi'atzmo v'lo yamtin l'sheom r'lo. He goes by himself. You don't have to wait till they ask him to go up. Right? Lo yamtin shahar kavar menuhu l'zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, that he's already been appointed. Tes vav. Mi she'enu shliach tzibur. Tes zayin now. Mi she'enu shliach tzibur. The person who's not set up that. Yeah. So tzarech l'sariv ma'at. So he's got to refuse a little bit. Kodem shi'ire lifnei hateva, before he goes up there and daven. So now he speaks out for us. What is the little bit of refusal? How does this work out? Lo yotem edaven. It shouldn't be too much. He's going to daven, but he can't just go run right up there. So it works like this. El lepam rishon misari. The first time he says no. Kishyom lo pam shnias. So it's like a game. Like it's a game with the gabbai. No, please go up. So the second time he says it. So mechin atzmo kimo shirot zlamon. He makes it as if he's willing to start to get up, right? Upam shlishis yamod. And on the third time he gets up, right? So they make a joke about this in the yeshivas, right? You see here, you have to ask him three times. So it's a joke, but I've seen people will go, a gabbai will go over to someone and say, daven, daven, daven. He goes, no, maybe yes. And he gets up and goes run, right? He streamlines the whole process over here. But really, so a person shouldn't do it too much. We'll see why, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out why he shouldn't be running up there to do it. Nima Omer Lo Sheyered Hu Adam Gadol. But if a chosh of a person goes up and tells him to go daven, Ein Misarav Lo Klal, then you don't refuse, you just go straight up. And then this whole process gets eliminated. If a Gadol goes up and tells you to go daven, so then, you know, you have that. Okay. So let's speak out a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, what's going on over here. L'sariv is a Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Dalad, right? Shlich Tzibur Shalo Rotz Elios Od Shlich Tzibur. Okay, so let's say he doesn't want to be the Shlich Tzibur anymore. V'kiblu Acher B'makomu Ein Tzarech Rishus. And now someone else has taken over, so he himself doesn't need Rishus to go daven, because he technically was already appointed to the position. Even someone else has taken over. Kevin Shibiyado Odli Yoshlich Tibur. He could still do it. Vidavkmihal Ain Sarch Roshus Aval Mehashlich Tibur Shani Tsarch Lito Roshus. So the we'll call him the Chazan Emeritus. He doesn't have to get permission from the shul because they've already appointed him. But from the chaz who's going to go up there, he has to get permission from him.
Somebody else. So
it's not like someone else has stepped in as well. It's not like he was his replacement. We got rid of him. We fired him because his voice is no good. There's somebody else. He doesn't really want to do it. He's fine. He could daven beautifully, whatever it is. Or maybe there's a rotation. It wasn't his week. Whatever it is, he's allowed to be the chazan. So he doesn't need rishus from them because we just learned you can't go up without rishus. But he does need to get permission from the chazan whose turn it is to daven. That's what he's saying. Okay. Has to get permission beforehand. He does have to get permission from the. He has to get reshus, but yes, correct. Klal, yeah.
Someone that has your side, let's say. And you told him that he's yahrzeit that day, and they said and to recognize that he's going to be davening for the Amid. But nobody came up to him that morning and said, okay, go up there,
Yeah, so this doesn't. If it's I think it's self understood if a person has the yahrzeit, because we don't have a shliach tzibur, so it really doesn't. It's a moot point. Mm. But if there was a shliach tzibur, so when we get to actually talk about yahrzeit and kaddish, really meikar hadin, he just has a din by saying the kaddish, right? Now, technically, it's better to daven for the Alman than to say the Kaddish, but it was really, the minhag used to be that one person, they have this in RJJ, right? One person says the Kaddish, that's it. I think, didn't we discuss this once about how, let's say, you know, it's a little funny when you have a minion of 10 guys and 7 of them are saying Kaddish, right? Technically speaking, al pi halacha, we view it, the way Shechter explained, we view it as, let's say you have 40 people in a minion and 4 people are saying Kaddish. So we view it as 10 people answering this guy's Kaddish and 10 people answering this guy's Kaddish and 10 people answering this one. Really supposed to have 10 people answering each Kaddish.
So you have 10 people saying Kaddish and 3 people answering. So, but it's a minion. It's a minion of people. You know, we do it.
But it's not the best way. Not the best way of doing things. But that's what it is. And you tell somebody not saying Kaddish, it's very emotional. They're not gonna. Mm-hmm. So we do it. But there's a tshuva of the chavah. When we get to them, we'll learn the halachas more in depth. But that's based on tshuva of the chas m'sofer.
Kind of a b'di'evid minus situation as opposed to.
Right. What was the last piece you said? If a gadol asks you, you're not masarev, you don't refuse him at all. Klal de ain masarev in the gadol, because we don't refuse a gadol, right? Kasu tosfos sof perek zayin de psachim devar gasus sroro afila oimelo shehu adam gadol yisarev. So if it's something that's to put you into a position of sroro of leaderships, then in that case you could refuse.
What if all 10 were saying kaddish and no one's saying answering on me?
Yes, I think that works technically.
It works because they're like, it's like a minion of people saying it. They're all a minion participating, so it's.
I believe that actually does work. Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes a difference if it's only 10.
What?
Theoretically, there's no difference. I mean, because you're still either you count for the minion or you don't. So if there's 10 people and you're the 10, you're still listening to yourself when you say it. Otherwise, you need 11.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, let's do last one. It's very short. Yud Zayin. Im Tosh Lich Tzibur. If he made a mistake, V'tzrichin Lahamid. Acher tachtav, and I got to put somebody else up there because the first one messed up. He can't do it anymore. At that point, also shema midin tachtav lo yisarif. So you shouldn't. That's not the time for humility. When everyone's waiting, the guy can't continue. So then you just go straight up and do it. This is not the place to be in. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about if a person refuses to daven because he's not wearing the appropriate type of clothing. So is it a good excuse? Is it not a good excuse? When does he give the excuse? Do you have to be concerned that maybe something funny is going on here? Because he says, I'm not wearing all white. I'm not wearing a bekesha. I'm not wearing a gartel. I'm not wearing my special davening shoes. Whatever it is, we'll have to talk about that. That's Mirtashem. Coming attractions.
Someone's wearing shorts and the gadol came up to him and told him to down for the yom.
We'll have to see.
Like a fine restaurant. We've got the jacket in the...